From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Thursday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Barnell, McCready, Clark Ford at studio this morning. Jeffrey Wright will join us here in a little bit to talk football, talk a little bit of everything with us over a 20-25 minute period coming up on the podcast today. A podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Go in, get the lunch specials, get the daiquiris, get the SpeedPass Plus app to save some money in the process as well. Tons of ways to benefit you there with the Blue Sky locations in Mississippi and the Oxford Exxon. So take advantage of those. I will tell you, because people have been asking Thursday, was this might have been your thing. Chicken and dressing is the special on Thursday still. Was that your item?
Yeah. Chicken and
stuffing, but dressing. Yeah, it's chicken spaghetti on Mondays, red beans and rice on Tuesdays, chicken and dumplings on Wednesdays, dressing on Thursday, and Brunswick stew on Friday. You can also get a vegetable plate, which includes bread and drink for $2.99. Get fed for $2.99 up in this place.
You can go eat there and not run up a credit card bill.
Rib bones, rib tips, hot legs, turkey legs, pork chops, chicken halves, tons of stuff there.
You been a big turkey leg person? You see people go in and get the big turkey legs, and they're always there, so it must be a demand on them. That's never been my thing, but I know people, like my brother, loves turkey legs.
You know, I'm a huge turkey proponent. Like, I eat turkey not just Thanksgiving. Like, that's one of, most people are like, what are you doing? Like, you have a decent palate, and turkey has no flavor, so why do you do that?
You mean like sliced turkey?
That, or, I mean, in general, I like turkey. I mean, if I go... I mean, you know, like Ajax does turkey and dress or chicken dress, like whatever. Like I get dressing around the year some. Like I'm not just a, hey, Thanksgiving. I'm fine with eating a lot of that stuff whenever. I mean, you can't do it often because you'll gain 1,000 pounds. But
yeah, you will.
Yeah, no, I just like turkey. It's like it's my favorite. It's my favorite deli meat. If it's, you know, if it's real, if it's, hey, I'm watching it get shaved. It's not overly processed because that gets a little funny. But yeah, no, I'm a turkey proponent, but I'm not a big dark meat person. For the most, and everybody's like, oh, I'm not a dark meat person, so the turkey leg is not going to be as appealing to me as a turkey breast would.
So you're saying you're more of a breast man than you are
than a leg man, yes. When it comes to the turkey. So, Clark Ford in Amory.
662-257-1900. We're going to let you guys know this up front. We are hella distracted.
Yeah, Holly does not even. I mean, I have 10 things going through my mind right now. I seriously had to take a couple deep breaths and try to focus my brain a little bit because it was funny. I was talking to somebody the night and they go, hey, you know, you need to show prep. And I kind of bragged about it. I was like, no, it's organic. We just hit the button. Today, I had to pace myself for a second before we hit the button.
You said, I can't do this today. And I just kind of looked at you like, well, you're going to have to today.
I really did. Like, my brain was just, I mean, I couldn't calm it down. And I went, all right. Because, yeah, anyway. Clark Ford.
If we were a movie right now, we would be the scene in Bull Durham where Crash comes out to the mound and Nukes got stuff going on with his Shockers and they don't know what to do for. We got a lot of stuff going on, and we need a pitching coach to come out and kind of settle things down. And we don't have a pitching
coach. We don't
have
a pitching coach.
And right now that's a problem. 662-257-1900 is the number for Clark Ford. Call the number, ask for Corey. Tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No haggling, no hassle, just a great deal on a new Ford, previously owned Ford, delivery options, service, all that stuff. I've been over there. I've met all the people. They're awesome. They'll take care of you. If you can't get to Amory, that's okay. They'll get it to you. Give them a call. 662-257-1900. Tell Corey you heard about Clark Ford on the podcast, and you'll save $500 off the already great bottom line.
We'd been really lucky. We'd had months without issues. We've had recording problems 2 days in a row now as well. My output cable went out this morning. That is what I'm hoping, because that's about a $3 fix versus something more substantial that I'm not even aware what it would be right now.
I just ordered two of them. From Amazon. They'll be here Saturday. It was like $11.
Okay. So we're having to record off the computer. I don't know. I think it's fine. Jeffrey seemed to think it was fine. So we'll go with it.
Reminds me, if you're using Amazon, use our Amazon. You can help us a little.
Yeah. Assuming that, yeah. Whole other story. But anyway.
Yeah.
Got a lot, again, a lot going on. No matter what gets said, I'm kind of in a weird spot here. So, all right. We think, no report. My gosh, no report. There will be some movement in some aspect over the next day or so. We're still sort of sitting here, kind of like we were Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and now Mike McIntyre expected to be in Oxford today, I think, for his...
Why is a grown man tweeting at recruits?
There's a lot of grown men tweeting at recruits.
It's such a terrible look.
What are you doing?
I'm seeing where someone's been tweeting at recruits.
You're not paying attention. I'm trying to talk about Mike McIntyre.
Mike McIntyre, coming to town today. Mike McIntyre, coming to town.
To eat lunch? Dinner?
I would assume that
afternoon,
at some point.
Afternoon cocktail?
I would assume he'll eat. I don't know whether he's a cocktail guy or not. Had a couple of cocktails last night with Stacy Wall, Pinnacle Trust. It was good.
Did you?
I did.
It's good.
Have the holiday old-fashioned at St. Leo. Really good.
What's in the holiday old-fashioned?
It's just instead of like simple syrup, it's a molasses simple syrup.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, and I think instead of...
I don't venture. If I go to St. Leo or snack bar, I'm just going to have the Sazerac because it's my favorite cocktail, and that's what I'm going to drink,
fine.
And I'm going to move on with my day.
I'm not judging.
I know.
I'm not criticizing.
I'm still high strong right now, okay?
I'll let you know. If you would like a Sazerac, and in fact, right now, you need a Sazerac. I would.
You kind of want to calm me down a
little
right now.
I would give you a Sazerac right now. I would have no issue with that. I was just informing you that for the people who are out there who might like something besides a Sazerac, it's a very good cocktail. That's all. It was not a judgment. I wasn't trying to pick a fight. Very calm. Go Saints. It's all good.
They put bourbon or rye in it?
It's a good question. I think it was bourbon, not rye.
Okay. Just curious.
So he's coming to town.
I assume
that he'll eat something. I don't know whether he'll drink something. I mean, I assume he'll drink something. I don't know whether he'll be alcoholic or not. Here's the question. Does he take the job over the weekend? We don't know the answer. I don't think that a deal has been cut. I've talked to people on both sides of it.
No, it was an A, and you get through A, and then you go to B.
And I think with McIntyre, there is if one more person says that he's interviewing for the job, I'm going to scream. He's not interviewing for the job. Ole Miss is trying to talk him into taking the job.
Think he filled out an application?
I mean, I think he'll have to formally fill out something, but I don't think it's actually pertinent. He could probably scribble on it and draw pictures of sailboats and still get the job.
Just depends how difficult HR is to get through, right?
I mean, at some point, somebody at HR will have to get a social security number and stuff, but I don't think that's going to be a hang-up. They got to talk him into the job. And if they do, he'll take it. And if he takes it, I think he'll take it sometime this weekend. If we're still talking about this, God forbid, Monday or Tuesday, well, then the train has gone off the rails.
If we get to Jackson for our live show on Tuesday night at the Westin, and we're mentioning potential defensive coordinators, I will need a large cocktail at that point.
You will
point.
Need a Sazerac to put in your mouth while another one is going straight into an IV vein. Because we're dealing with all the other stuff, too.
Yeah, 6 o'clock at the Westin on Tuesday night. We're gonna have a live show. The entire event's 5 to 7. There's a cash bar. There's free hors d'oeuvres, and you can hang out. We're gonna have Kermit Davis for sure. Probably gonna have some other people too. So
Kermit Davis is gonna look at us and go, "Whoa,
you guys look like you've been through the ringer a little bit.
What's wrong with y'all? Yeah. Y'all been like preparing for Duke or something?" No, dude. Kermit, would you like a Sazerac?
Yeah, we've had a week. Okay, Kermit. Yeah,
we've had a week.
Look.
It's as simple as that. I mean, everybody keeps going, well, did Golden give them an answer? I don't know. Sometimes no answer is an answer. He has an offer. To my knowledge, he hasn't taken it. To my knowledge, he hasn't issued some formal proclamation that he's turning it down. If you've ever been offered a job that you just didn't take, so you don't really announce that. That's not the kind of thing that you go to Twitter and go, "Hey, mad props to Ole Miss for the offer, but I'm going to stay here at Alabama. Hashtag Roll Tide. That would be kind of uncool.
Well, as I said, Ole Miss has given him, given the industry, an amazingly long amount of time to make this decision.
Because it was a long shot to get him from the get-go. I mean, it was a long play.
I mean, if I'm Ross Bjork, I'm just exhausted on waiting by a certain point.
I'm sure there's been some communication.
Yeah, of course.
Back
yeah, I don't think you just go silent for 96 hours. And
everyone that I know who's close to it from a non-Ole Miss standpoint says that it's not happening.
It's Thursday morning. It's 9 a.m. on Thursday morning.
The only optimism I have ever gotten from anyone on this came from Ole Miss people. And that's back into hope. And you know how my stance is on hope.
You hate hope.
I think hope is
You hate hope.
Hope is a very dangerous emotion. I'm more into practicality and tangible.
Cynicism.
Well, it works.
I'm not arguing. Just.
I mean, I hope the Cubs sign Bryce Harper. I don't anticipate that the Cubs will sign Bryce Harper. If I didn't balance my hope with reality, I'd be in for a real disappointment when he signs with the Phillies or the Dodgers or, God forbid, the Cardinals. But if I...
Harper, Goldschmidt in the middle of a lineup would be
pretty good. But if I balance hope with reality, I'm cool. There's a lot of people that sometimes I think don't balance hope with reality.
You don't relate well to the eternal optimist.
No. Because that's usually wrong.
That when they're wrong, let's move on to the next thing. It's okay. The next thing's wonderful. Yeah. We're great. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
They probably live longer, but.
They might. I don't know. I think they're more apt to be the ones that just.
At some point.
Well, when Jim Jones says, here, drink this Kool-Aid.
It took a turn. Okay.
Those people are, to me, the eternal optimist.
We do use that phrase way too much given the simplistic nature of it compared to what it's actually from.
Yeah.
We really do. Just discussing the language, that's probably not the one we should use that often.
Probably not.
Is it grape? It wasn't actually Kool-Aid, right? Wasn't it like the Flavor-Aid or whatever?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Wasn't it Flavor-Aid? Yeah,
Kool-Aid probably wishes we'd stop talking about it. The Kool-Aid.
No kidding. Like, you would think they'd sue somebody. Like, whoa.
We didn't do that.
We've just got the big red picture, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. That's all we got.
I love how he's in all, like, all the cartoons. It comes through the wall.
You like the Kool-Aid jug?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the eternal optimist. I think that person typically that they're not all that intelligent. That's my. If I'm judging them, I don't think those people are typically. I think it's compensation for a lack of ability to reason. To put things into context, it's just blind.
It was Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid. Was it grape flavor?
I don't know, but it does say on the Wikipedia page of the person you were mentioning a second ago. Hey, welcome, guys, 12 minutes into the show. Kool-Aid, rather than Flavor-Aid, is usually mentioned in connection due to its status as a genericized trademark.
Kind of like Coke.
Yeah, the factual error has spawned the figure of speech, drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, people are like, hey, you want a Coke? To a lot of people, that can mean anything. A Sprite.
What
kind of Coke would you like? Like what? An orange Coke.
I do catch myself in the drive-thru. If I was ordering a regular Coke, I say regular Coke. Just to kill the confusion or anything, right. In case that's a thought, I will say a regular Coke.
You don't say Coca-Cola Classic?
I do not say Coca-Cola Classic. If I order unsweetened tea, I will typically say an iced tea and then get the sweet or unsweet question.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you also drink unsweetened tea.
I can't stand it. I used to be a huge sweet tea person, yeah. And my palate changed. It is way too sweet for me now. I can fit nukes. They do the Splenda, and I'll have it occasionally. But no, I will order unsweet tea at any restaurant. That's what I order.
I actually really like the unsweetened tea at Nukes.
Do you?
And I'll put a couple lemons in it. Great. I'm all good.
Now, fruit-flavored teas and stuff, hate them.
No, I'm good. I'm cool.
So, because some places do that. Their unsweet tea is like blackberry and peach or mango or
I'm out.
Something along those lines.
I'll just take a water at that point. So.
Yeah, look, if this thing goes past Mike McIntyre, I have no idea.
Yeah, because Brian Brown is going to Louisville.
With Satterfield.
Hell, and so if you're asking me who's after that, I have no idea. I mean, I know that Matt Luke likes Kane Womack, and Kane's at Indiana. I don't think because of perception that would go over.
Could go anywhere after that. So
I honestly don't.
For all our sanities, I hope this thing gets.
And let me say for the record, I think Kane's a really good coach. I just don't know that you could sell that at this point. I don't know why, but I just don't think you could.
Okay.
Do you?
I'm good.
Do you think you could sell it?
I think it would be a very difficult sell.
Yeah.
From a PR standpoint, from a standpoint of tickets, especially depending on what else is going to happen with this coaching staff, retaining or not retaining in the future.
I will say this. I do anticipate that McIntyre, based on what I've been told, I do anticipate that McIntyre will take it.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think money will be an issue.
There's no reason for it to be an issue.
And I don't – people ask – so the natural question is, well, was money an issue or is money an issue with Golding? Here's the answer. I don't know. I'm not comfortable saying it is, and I'm not comfortable saying it's not. I don't know.
And frankly, his offered salary has become such a hot topic that I'm just tired of talking about it, to be honest, till we –
Yeah, and I know we're going to get bombarded today on the message board, and I expect it, and it's cool, and it's no big deal. I'm not upset about it. But the answer is I don't expect this to be a minute-by-minute, blow-by-blow thing. I anticipate that there will be some sort of an announcement at some point. If you're Ole Miss, from a practical standpoint, forget the press conference, for God's sake. You need someone in place at some point
If you remember last – getting close to this time of year, I guess a couple weeks before this, or maybe a week before this, or maybe now, I don't remember. You know, we broke the Phil Longo news on early Tuesday morning. It was days before the official announcement. Days.
Yeah.
Because I annoyed some people with a GIF that I was just kind of clowning around, and I think they were a little high-strung, sort of like me right now, and it caused a bit of a commotion at the time. But
what was the GIF?
I used the Friends joke where it was like, that's brand new information or whatever. Yes. And, yeah, I think I ruffled a feather or two. It's okay. Happens occasionally. So, anyway, that's where we are on that. We'll see as times move forward. And then
just
early signing day.
Nicer to people and make more friends.
I should. December 19th, I believe, is early signing period. December 21st. What is it?
December the 19th is a Wednesday. And that is the first day that young men all over this country can can sign a document that legally they probably
fax machine comes out of the closet.
Yeah, legally they probably should not sign.
Yeah, makes no sense, but nonetheless. All right, let's go to Jeffrey in 1 minute. Before we do that, I'll tell you the podcast brought to you in part by GNM Pharmacy there on South Lamar in Oxford. Going to introduce curbside pickup. They deliver local in the Oxford area. They've remodeled. Go in, check them out. Let them use them for all their pharmaceutical opportunities for you. I've got 1,000 things going on. I'm sorry, people.
Okay.
And
your phone's blowing up in the middle of it, I assume.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even clicked the message button on my computer. I don't want to look at it right now. So, anyway, get your flu shot there at GNM in Oxford. They're still offering that. Walk-ins are welcome anytime they are open. It is free with a major insurance provider, $25 if not. So, it's GNM on South Lamar in Oxford.
Registration for spring soccer season and the Oxford Park Commission has started. If you play in the fall, if your son or daughter played in the fall, the cost is $35 to rejoin their team. If you want to, if you didn't play in the fall, it's okay. You can sign up in the spring. Sign up now. It's $55 to play in the spring. Leagues open for ages 4 to 15, oxfordparkcommission.com. Megan Phillips with LAH Real Estate is the person to call for all your real estate needs in the Birmingham area. With almost a decade of experience, Megan's knowledge and expertise can help you buy or sell your home today. So visit her site, MeganMPhillips.com, MeganMPhillips.com, or give her a call, 205-602-7929. Podcast also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB is locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. This week, OUB is running a 35-month CD special at 3.39% APY. They have a commercial checking account right now paying 1% interest as long as your balance is $10,000 in the account. Comes with fully interactive online banking. To learn more about this, 662-234-6668. Speak to a customer service rep for full details. FDIC insured is Oxford University Bank is FDIC insured. I almost did that sort of Yoda style. Podcast also brought
nothing but passive voice moving forward on today's podcast.
Harry Alexander, the podcast is sponsored. The podcast is also sponsored by Harry Alexander. Harry's an Oxford-based REMAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market in Oxford better than Harry. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. HarryAlexander.com. Send him an email, ha@HarryAlexander.com. And the podcast brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, get in touch with Gene and Sandy and the people there at Grenada Nissan. Just off Interstate 55 in Grenada. Great deals on new, previously owned Nissans. Great lease deals as well. Tell them that you heard about it on the podcast. You heard about it at RebelGrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market and the float down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get that lower rate. 662-234-2704 or JLO, J-L-O-W-E at CommunityMTG.com. Now, Jeffrey Wright on the Patterson and Earhart hotline. Jeffrey, good morning on this Thursday. Had a little difficulty. We're trying to get through it from an audio standpoint. Kind of been one of those days. Our recorder died yesterday, and today it appears the little output cables have gone kaput as well. So it's going about as well as getting an end to this defensive coordinator search earlier in the week. But kind of open it up to you. What do you want to talk about? What's going on? What are you watching right now in all the Urban Meyer carousel content that is out there?
First and foremost, let's get one thing straight. Does your recorder, is it functionally, is it turning on?
My recorder is great. My recorder even responds when I plug.
Is your computer functional?
My computer is functional.
Is your soundboard functional?
It is.
Sounds like user error to me.
Well, the cord is not functional.
Huh? That's your theory.
Well,
one theory.
The only thing that bothers me a little bit is when I plug the cord into the recorder lights up. So it appears to be on the red-white end, not the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But last time it went out, I could still record out of one of the channels, so it's a little weird to me that both channels would go out.
Mm-hmm. So, thoughts and prayers to that red-white cord from Amazon that I think cost, what, $2.37?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get on and order about three of them, I think. Just have them.
That's exactly, yeah. When I used to work for y'all, I had multiple. I had, because that was always my greatest fear. Actually, my greatest fear was going to one of the live shows, because obviously, like when we would record at my condo, I had all of my stuff there. So if one failed, I could go get, you know, I had others, I had backup options. My big fear was always whenever we went to a live show, something not working.
Because you're just screwed at that point.
Right.
You're done.
Yeah, as you know, obviously, like for the live audience, if as long as the mics worked, like you were, it was okay for people there. But in general, we like to turn those shows around and make sure everyone could hear them that wanted to hear them. But yes, at that point, if one little thing goes wrong, it is over. Does anyone believe that Urban Meyer is not going to be coaching in 2020?
I think the only thing is it USC or someone else?
That seems to be fair, because I think it was very strange when the entire world was going, really? SC's bringing back Clay Helton? And then on Tuesday morning, I go, oh, now I get it.
He's obviously going to come back. He did. I mean,
he's only 54 years old.
I don't completely discount the. I'm not going to say that he's lying about the headaches and stuff. I do think he's exaggerating.
I mean, he had brain surgery, right? He had brain surgery in like 3 or 4 years ago, correct?
I think that's correct.
So, yes, I'm not discounting the fact that he is probably not in 100% peak physical health. But I did notice that even Shelley Myers said, well, you know, winning cures everything. A nurse.
They took a PR beating. It obviously is impacting his ability to recruit. He's got to get away. He knows the news cycle is short, incredibly short. It's never been shorter.
Especially if you're a winner.
And so, yeah. And he wins. He's one hell of a football coach. So he'll take a year off. He'll go do some ESPN. He'll fix his image a little bit. He'll do a big coordinated interview before he takes the ESPN gig, where he admits that he wishes he could do it over. He'll remind you, and he's right, that while he's complicit, he didn't actually hit anybody. He didn't abuse anyone. That he wishes he'd handled it differently. And then his stock will start to slowly go up. And next season, 11 months from now, when some power is just not winning and the losing is so emotional, the big boosters involved with said power will say, I really don't care what he did. Let's hire him. And he'll be hireable at a cheaper price because of this whole incident with his assistant coach and all of that stuff. And he'll get another gig. He'll get another run at a major power. The outcome of this story is so incredibly predictable.
I agree with everything you said except cheaper price. In general, yes, Neil, as someone who owns his own business and someone that understands leverage and understands paying what something's worth, I completely agree with you. Don't forget, though, you're not dealing with those people in college athletics. You're dealing with, we need to pay the market rate for our coach. And USC doesn't have to disclose their information because it's a private university.
Oh, that's a good point. And you're right about the whole let's pay the market rate.
I don't see Urban Meyer taking. One thing I know about Urban Meyer is he looks out for Urban Meyer first and foremost. No one else really on the planet matters other than Urban Meyer. I don't think he's going to USC for a discount just because he wants to get back into it.
Yeah, and he, you're right. He won't have to. I guess what I meant was he won't get like Saban money. He'll get $7 million a year. He'll be fine. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
He'll have his choice of options. And if the school's desperate enough, if he can create a bidding war between two powers, and who knows?
God, Auburn, do it. Do it, Auburn.
I was getting ready to say Auburn.
Do it.
It's scary that Jeffrey Wright and I think alike. A year from right now, Auburn might be so desperate and wanting to show its fans just how invested it is that they might give him $5 million more than he even asked for.
God, Nick Saban gave Urban Meyer heart attacks just being at Alabama in the opposite division, losing to him once a year. Could you imagine what that would do on his health? That poor man. God, I hope during this time of reflection and family moments, I hope he's able to come to that conclusion. But good God, could you imagine Jimbo, Urban Meyer, and Nick Saban in the same division?
No, I don't think.
Is this about yesterday?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay,
I don't think Urban Meyer. Here's the thing. We're going down this wild hair thing. But why not? Would Urban Meyer take the Auburn job if Nick Saban were still at Alabama?
I don't think so, because if you look at the jobs that Urban has taken since Utah, they've largely been considered like elite jobs. Although you and I have had this discussion, Chase included, I still don't know what to do with the Florida job, because everyone tells me it is an elite job, yet I look at the results and only two people have won national titles there.
It depends
on an elite job.
It's not an elite job in and of itself. It has the potential to be an elite job because of a number of things, but there are variables that pull on that job. I do think it's a top 15 job at minimum, and if you're a good coach, and I think Mullen is, if you're a good coach, it can be a top 10 job, and if you're a great coach, and Meyer is, it's a top 5 job.
Right. You win. If you're a great coach, you win multiple national titles there. Like,
yes.
Quick second. Can we take a moment and admire that heroic effort from Dan Mullen when his players were about to go and plant that flag in Tallahassee? That was a man that saw his life flash before his eyes. When he was at State, you want to go plant that flag, by God, go do it. Do whatever the hell you want. But now that he has a job that he actually loves, like, he that sense of panic that was in his eyes and him heroically going to stop it, like, we had our Marvel movie moment where just our heroes sitting there with there's nothing but chaos and utter destruction around him, but he saved the day. That is one of my all-time favorite Dan Mullen moments.
Took a break in our talk with Jeffrey to tell you about plenty of ways to see Santa and the holidays around Oxford. You can check out visitoxfordms.com to see the full calendar of events. The 2018 Holiday Village still going on through December 15th from 1 to 5 at the Ford Center there on the Ole Miss campus. You got Santa Claus at Sugar Magnolia tonight, 5 to 7. You got tons going on, including the Thacker Mountain end-of-year celebration tomorrow as well at Southside Gallery. That is at 8 o'clock. You got the Run for the Kids, the Ugly Holiday Sweater 5K, 8 o'clock in front of University Museum on Saturday morning. That also coincides with the Charity Ball on Saturday night. You can get tickets for that. They're kind of silent auctions, different things. And then Breakfast with Santa at the Graduate, 9:30 to 12. Also, Holly's 10 to 12 on Saturday also. Again, Santa getting around, and you can see all the different places. Visit oxfordms.com/events.
Speaks volumes for the city that they can get Santa to come in this close to Christmas. It really does. It's cool. Podcast also brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. John's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values and unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. You know how this works by now. So I'm going to take you through it again. You call John. You tell John where you want to go, when you want to go, how long you want to stay, what your budget is, what you'd like to do, what you want the kids to see, what you want to do with your wife, what kind of trip do you want, whatever. Give him parameters, give him a budget, and he's going to give you options that you would never find on the internet. You could search for days, and you wouldn't find all the options that he will put together for you, and you won't have to do it. You can go chill out and have a Sazerac while you wait for John to give you some results. 901-494-3387, jedwards at regencytravel.net. First-time clients save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. Jeffrey Wright and other guests join us on the Patterson and Earhart Hotline. Patterson and Earhart, attorneys at law, specialize in personal injury law and real estate law, but theirs is a general practice that can handle any of your legal needs. When you call them, you speak to one of the partners in the firm, and that's who's going to handle your case, not some paralegal at a faceless corporate firm. If Patterson and Earhart can't help you, they'll refer you to someone who can. John Calvin Patterson and Wes Earhart are Ole Miss guys. They're local guys, and when you call them, you're going to get one of them on the phone the same day, guaranteed. So if you've been in a car wreck or you have other legal issues, give them a call, 662-526-1992, or check out their website, pelaws.com. Your initial consultation is free. Now back to Jeffrey Wright on the Patterson and Earhart Hotline. Well, that's the thing. Is it's also indicative of the different fan bases. As you see, at Mississippi State, you have to have that to be popular. The damn chancellor says as much in the locker room. I don't think at Florida you want to do – Florida – he's smart. Mullen's smart. Florida State's down. Let them stay down. Don't do anything that rallies them. Don't do anything that gets them fired up. Don't do anything that pumps their boosters
their
up.
Own, they're already close to hanging themselves. Just let them go.
Just back away. Don't put your fingerprints on it. He's smart. It's a very unpopular take. He knew that he probably could trap Hugh Freeze into doing something stupid.
I don't think he probably thought it'd be quite as easy as it was, but yes, I think it's probably.
He probably didn't realize it would be child's play, but he did it.
I don't think he realized he didn't even really need to use 30% of he only probably had to use maximum 30% brain power. But yes, I think that's fair.
We'll jump around on a couple of things because we're clearly distracted. Did you go from what is it, 6 to midnight when the Goldschmidt trade got announced?
Okay, help me out here. How are there Cardinal fans that are not in favor of this move? You legitimately gave up a guy that I guess it's conceivable everyone, someone just, it quote-unquote, figures it out. But Luke Weaver right now appears to be a middle rotation guy. Not saying he's a bad pitcher, but he appears to be.
He's a 4 or a 5 on a. He's not getting a playoff start.
Okay. Yes. And then you're giving up a guy that appears to have his ceiling as a backup catcher.
Yeah. If you told me that Carson Kelly as a starting catcher was a serviceable starting catcher, I'd buy it. He's got some tools. He hasn't really put all those tools together. I guess there's a slight chance that he turns into something special. It's very slight. And you get an elite hitter, and I know it's only for 1 year, and you've got to re-sign him, and he's in his 30s. But, damn, Goldschmidt's really good.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea. Like, to me, it would be different if I thought, like, there's a reason, and I get it, he's coming off Tommy John surgery, but they weren't giving up Reyes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were not giving up someone that they thought could be a frontline guy. If Luke Weaver goes on to be a frontline guy, I will tip my cap to him. And like, I don't begrudge him. It's not like he got traded. It's not like I can sit there and go, like, I'm going to die on this. I don't think Luke Weaver is an elite arm hill. Like, I don't really have that much stock in it. But to me, this was a no freaking brainer.
For both teams. And if you're Arizona and you know you're not going to re-sign Paul Goldschmidt, and you know that you're not catching the Dodgers. Hell, you're not catching the Rockies. And hell, you might not catch the Padres. If you're Arizona, you take a gamble. You get what? I think it's 5 years of Weaver and 6 years of Carson and of Carson Kelly. I might have that backwards.
I believe that's correct. I think Kelly's one extra. I think you have him in reverse because I think they brought up Weaver earlier.
So it's 5 years of Carson Kelly and 6 years of Luke Weaver. Whatever.
Yes.
And you know, in the event that Luke Weaver becomes a 2 or a 3 as a starter, then it's a great trade. And if Carson Kelly can handle being your primary catcher for the next 5 years and he can hit 250, I don't think he can, but if he can, that's a really good trade. And if he can't, you're not that invested in him and you can move him. So I thought for Arizona it made sense because you're admitting it. Now, it only makes sense if now you turn around and you find a way to trade Zach Greinke and you trade the shortstop whose name's escaped me right now. He's a really good player. If you're going to rebuild, you got to go rebuild. I'm curious to see how Milwaukee responds to the Cardinals trade, and I'm obviously curious to see what the Cubs do in response to the Cardinals trade, although it appears that the Cubs are absolutely at their limit spending-wise and are not going to go pay the tax. And if that's the case, the team they have is the team they have. And I don't say this just to be negative. I don't think they're any longer the best team in the Central, and I'm not convinced they're the second best team in the Central.
I think the Central has gone from, what was it? What year was it where the Cardinals won it? Like, I think it was like 82-80.
Yeah.
Like, versus where realistically, if you told me the division winner and the two wildcard teams come from the Central this year, like, I don't have a tremendous argument.
No, the East is loaded too. It's the National League's got good teams at the top. If you're a National League team that's not good, now's the time to bail. It's just bottom out.
Speaking of jumping around, all right. So we've Chase.
Yeah.
You were panicking when your team had one loss. How are we feeling right now?
You know, I handled that really well on Thursday night, to be honest.
He's
I didn't even really mention it.
Now.
I was fine. I was more fine once the Bears lost thanks to the Giants on Sunday because I was a little terrified because of
you knew damn well that I had a Bears Dolphins money line parlay. You're gonna really rub that in?
I didn't know it until later. I started rooting for the Giants prior to knowing your betting situation.
You couldn't lose.
I needed a home. I need a home game. Okay, I need a bye. I need a home game. Got a lot of stuff going on here. Needed a Bears loss. So you know, it is what it is for one day. But once they lost, I thought, okay, they're probably safe as the two, because the Saints lose another one, the Bears that beat the Giants. Suddenly, that's just a one game separation, and New Orleans still has to go to Pittsburgh, still got to go to Carolina, who could at least be sort of weird there. I mean, there was some chances. So as long as they're locked into the top two, I think I'm handling everything all right now.
I think that's fair. Your brother is. I was trying to explain this to him. Is there enough booze in Lafayette County for January between you and your brother?
Well, we're on different sides
especially
of this.
Especially considering Sunday sales are not legal. So if you happen to not be prepared going into Sunday and things get out of hand and things get nervous and sweaty, like what happens during that third quarter? It's going to be like being at like a baseball game and they cut you off in the seventh inning.
Can we arrange for both of you to be, you and Dylan, to be at the same place and so that I can have a front row seat? Really? I can have my back to the television and just watch y'all.
Chase was going to take him to the Saints-Rams game, and then he just realized, like, one day he was, like, watching a game, and he's like, I can't do this.
Well, we were thinking about this, and I think we mentioned the podcast. The loser has to sit through the trophy presentation. They can't leave because you're with the other person if it's the NFC title game.
You could leave and say, I'll meet you at a bar.
I mean, I get that, but it was like, we have to, like, if you're going to stay together, you've got to endure the whole thing.
The other issue is, and I was trying to explain this to him, and I was not doing this in a, oh, you've got to be there thing. I mean, I meant this from just like in terms of fanship and watching. I thought the NFC championship games were way worse than the Super Bowl.
They are. There's no doubt about that. Period.
It's something about the fact that because the Super Bowl, the pacing of the Super Bowl is so much longer, you kind of have.
And you're there. There's, I mean, even if you really need to win to solidify something, just being there is different than, hey, you lose an NFC title game, you're just a loser.
Well, if you lose the Super Bowl, you don't have to watch the team that beat you play the next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you lose the NFC championship game, you have 2 weeks of enduring all of the highlights because the team that beat you is going to play in the Super Bowl in 14 days.
Well, there's all of those elements for sure, but I think the biggest difference is the championship games are broadcasted more or less like regular Sunday games.
Yeah.
So they fly and every play is like, you never get a chance to like catch your breath. You are just on your toes. You are just sweaty, nervous, everything. And it's just like a 3 hour sprint. And it's worst.
We're dealing with two different windows here. Dylan hasn't had a playoff win since he was like six. And so he's just now even getting into a window to understand what January is going to be like. I've endured two terrible playoff losses, and I'm on the back half of this thing where if they don't get this thing in the next couple of years, I've got to deal through the whole rebuild with God knows who running this franchise moving forward.
Well, I mean, this theoretically, I mean, you hear, I don't know how strong the sources are, but you hear that, hey, this might be the last year of Breeze. And now that Cleveland is open with a young quarterback that appears to be very similar in makeup to Drew Brees, and now that you've got the Packers job open with arguably the most talented human being that's ever taken a snap in the NFL, if you're Sean Payton, do you really want to, like, do you want to sit there and say, all right, well, I'm going to do this again, and by the way, I don't know who my quarterback is? Like, I think Teddy Bridgewater could be a solid starter, but I thought that before his knee got literally just completely shredded, and I am just so sick of the whole, as someone that doesn't really care, like in general, I love Drew Brees, and so if the Saints win, like I'm not exactly upset, but I am so sick of watching Taysom Hill come onto the field and take snaps when you have Drew Brees. I can't imagine how Saints fans feel.
No, it's worse than anything Brees ever did. From
well,
a play
that's not
calling
true,
standpoint.
Because he brought in a defensive tackle to
well,
play
okay,
quarterback.
Sorry.
He had
sorry.
He got Robert Kendici concussed as a running back.
He is a kick returner in the NFL, and he's not out of place.
No, he's fine at that. He's also, I mean, he never comes off the field. He's on the stupid like punt team too, like the punt return team. Everything.
Okay, I know. I don't know what y'all said. We have to discuss this. We have to. The decision to fake punt. With Kirby Smart's decision to call that fake punt, y'all can call me hot take. The audience can say whatever. I'm not kidding you. I've thought about this now for 4 days. It is the dumbest decision I've ever seen a coach make in football. Because Pete Carroll, like, take Pete Carroll's two blunders. The decision to throw the pass in the Super Bowl. Okay, well, go look at the setup. The Patriots put 9 in the box and dared them to throw. They ran the slant. It was open for a brief second. Russell Wilson bobbled the snap a little bit, and it's a timing play. It was a man-to-man timing slant, and his timing was a split second off, and Malcolm Butler jumped the route and made an all-time great play. Like, yes, I get it. You have beast mode. I probably would have run it too with a timeout, but there is justification for that decision to throw. Like, you will talk to plenty of football people that would have said, man, that's a meat grinder in there. That's
yeah. There's a 50% chance that you get stonewalled.
Yeah, and man, I they had one-on-one, and you got a quarterback that's led you down there. I can see that decision to throw. Like, there's plenty of people that said, okay, Pete Carroll's decision to go for it. Pete Carroll's decision to go for it against Texas in 2005. He kept his offense on the field. And he had a quarterback on the other side that he knew his defense wasn't stopping. I have no problem with him going for it, primarily because he kept his offense on the field. Like, he didn't try to get gimmicky. He said, okay, we've got one play to end this game. I'm going to give it my best shot. Like, I'm completely cool with that. Like, I was trying to think of other coaching blunders. It was 4th and 11. A team had its backup quarterback in, a backup quarterback that you have in last year, you knocked him out of the game because of his inability to throw. And they keep their defense on the field. They had 4 down linemen, 4 linebackers. They were playing defense. And you've never had your backup quarterback on the punt team all year. Like, it is the dumbest decision I've ever seen a coach make, given the stakes.
I thought the only thing dumber was his justification, because he acted like early in the set, when they got to the line of scrimmage, he had the look he wanted, even if you were going to run the stupid play call. And then he admitted that it went away, and he could have called timeout and refused to and continue to let the play run without the look.
Oh, I forgot to add one other variable into the dumbest decision ever. Your play call was speed option to the short side with your punter being the pitch man.
Well, I mean, Auburn put a kicker in motion a couple weeks ago, so.
Right, but you had a chance to get a scoring player in open space. How do you not take that?
Oh, God. All Grizzlies today, Jeff?
Grizzlies, yeah, because they got a pretty big win last night.
That was a big win last night. I was going to ask you, I know you got to go, but you saw Clippers last night. Are the Clippers about to fade? I mean, their record's really good. I know the Grizzlies won. What'd you think?
Last night was pretty simple. And I'll give some credit to the Grizzlies defense, because this isn't the first time it's happened, but they just didn't shoot the ball very well. I mean, for the first like 4 or 5 minutes of the game, they were missing looks that were pretty open looks. They just didn't shoot the ball very well. And then on top of that, Jermichael Green had his best game of the year. Jaren Jackson continues to show that he has a really has a chance to be a huge, huge player in that draft. I think he's.
Did you see who Tony Jones compared him to? I thought it was fascinating.
Did he pick Durant?
No, he compared him. I thought it was a great comparison, because I don't know that Jackson is going to ever have the offensive game of Durant, but because, I mean, there aren't too many humans who've ever inhabited the planet who do.
Well, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
But he compared him to Kevin Garnett. And when you think about...
I'm sorry. I meant Garnett.
About 20-year-old Kevin Garnett, I go, ooh, that's... Because we all think about Garnett now as this kind of grizzled veteran. But he wasn't always a grizzled veteran. When you think about him as a 20, 21-year-old player, you're like, oh, that does make sense. And if he's Kevin Garnett, holy, you know what?
Yes, I think it's fair. I mean, you look at his defensive metrics at this point in his career, and he's very much on pace. I just know this, man. He is long. He is freakishly athletic. And he, at this point, I get it, he's in his rookie year, but he does all the right things, says all the right things, and, you know, just shout out to his parents, because... like, I've covered a lot of like good players. he's by far like the most to where you're like, you know what? I think that kid would be okay if he didn't have basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the time, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks to Jeffrey for joining us today on the podcast. Also brought to you by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. It wants to get your house looking sharp for the Christmas season. A variety of outdoor Christmas decorations. Transform your home into a staple of the neighborhood. Lighting and garland, inflatable characters, whatever your vision may be. And the best parts, all the different decorations you pay for, you'll own them. MasterCuts will keep and store your decorations until they're ready to go up the next year or give them to you to keep. The option is yours. So get a free quote with MasterCuts. That's 662-607-7773.
Podcast also brought to you by Dead Soxy. Socks make great stocking stuffers, and Dead Soxy is your stocking stuffer solution. Tis the season of giving, and Dead Soxy wants to give back to the Rebel Grove community for all of its support. For a limited time, they've increased the promo code from 25% off to 35% off, and the deal is live right now on the site. This is a limited time offer only available to Rebel Grove subscribers and podcast listeners. The ad won't last, so take advantage of this holiday offering before it goes. The code may not apply to items already on sale, but is available for all remaining products, including the limited edition Rebel socks. So whether you're giving your family, your friends, or yourself a gift, give something that they or you will look forward to wearing over and over again. Everyone needs to experience the difference a quality sock makes. So go to deadsoxy.com and enter the code REBELGROVE at checkout to receive 35% off and free shipping on orders over $25. I mentioned Stacy Wall and Pinnacle Trust earlier. Pinnacle Trust is based in Madison, but Stacy's in Oxford today meeting with clients. They have clients in 24 states, advisors in 3 states. Founded in 1997, they provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. Pinnacle Trust treats investing like a commodity, and they make decisions using objective information and research, not emotions or ego. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan. It's not what cookie-cutter financial planners do. But Pinnacle Trust is different. They build a plan exclusively for you down to the detail. It's really, really cool what they do. I've seen it, and you should check it out. Go to pintrust.com, PINNTrust.com. Mention you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee.
It's really good that we've done about 2,000 podcasts, because I would hate for this to be like one of the first 10 where people are listening going, oh, well, let's listen to them today. We got a little little credit built up here as we're struggling through this thing.
At least we're honest.
Well, that's very true.
See?
Yeah.
Honest. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. Do the opposite.
Told you going in, hey, today's a day. So
this week's been a week.
It's been a hard week. It's been a very difficult week to do a show that is not in real time. If you're just in real time, then that's one thing, because you're just reacting. But knowing that we have so many second-day listens, you have so many first-day listens, trying to figure out how to do this content while also talking about whatever's going on and just dealing with our stuff we have going on, because it's been a pretty hectic 5 or 6 days, even for me, just with stuff going on I've got to take care of. So I don't know.
Vehicle issue.
I've continued vehicle issue that I frankly would not have with Clark Ford, if you don't know the truth.
You wouldn't.
I discussed this with you yesterday.
Corey wants to be your truck guy, and he wants to be your car guy, and you should give him a chance.
Yeah, I would not be having this difficulty, I can promise. The argument
that's
that
a literal guarantee.
The argument I had on the phone yesterday, Corey and I would not have had that argument.
No. He would have sent – I tell you what he would have done. He would have sent a car over to you and taken your car and brought it back and figured out what the hell was wrong with it and whether it could be fixed.
And then brought it back.
And then he either would have fixed it and brought it back to you, or he would have said, hey, Chase, we got a problem, and we got to work this problem out. And
we got to get another one.
And it's not your fault, and it's under warranty, and so we got to get this done, and let me get it done, and I'm going to get a car to you.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had to agree to meet somebody somewhere.
Well, they wouldn't even do that.
He wouldn't have made you come to Amory.
No.
Even though you have family.
I know the way.
To Amory anyway. But he would have said, hey, I know you're busy, and it's not your fault.
Yeah. yeah, not getting into it, but yeah, it's been a bit of a bit of a mess.
There's a fix, 662-257-1900. Call that 25. Number and ask for Corey Clark. He knows who he knows your name.
Yeah.
Sometimes see, that's what I mean. I'm a fixer.
Looking gift horses in the mouth and stuff, right?
I'm a fixer.
All right. Are we? We're not doing Neil's picks this week because we just got Army Navy this week. We'll continue for bowl season.
Right. I started to do it this week and mix in some NFL and stuff, and I'm like, you know what? We need a breather.
Yeah.
We're gonna come back with bowls. We're gonna pick all the bowls.
All the bowls.
All the bowls. All of them.
Even the ones on like December 16th in Boise.
Well, I can't promise that. It's going to depend on when. It's going to depend on when I can get the damn thing together. I'm planning to put it together this weekend.
Are you?
Yes.
Ole Miss basketball back in action. Illinois State this weekend. Is that right?
Saturday.
In Normal.
In Normal. Which I just in my mind is just nothing but a collection of like Applebee's.
Really?
Because it's Normal. Just like.
You're saying just chain.
Yes.
Some Culver's mixed in because you're in Illinois.
Yeah.
Culver's pretty good.
A lot of Steak and Shake.
It'd be Culver's, right? Steak and Shake in Illinois?
I think so.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When we've made the trip to Chicago, Carson and I, a few times, there's several towns, like Effingham, Illinois. We've stopped in Effingham.
Okay.
And I think there's like a Steak and Shake right there off the interstate and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Beats the hell out of me. We stopped in Champaign, and Champaign was kind of cool in a weird way. I wouldn't want to live there.
But what was cool about it?
It had some like cool like little downtown area. Had like a had, was kind of cool.
Most major colleges have some sort of area for their – I mean
– We ate at a restaurant that was really good. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really good. It was kind of fun. Kids liked it.
So LeBron responded to criticism by saying, I can care less. Well, that seems inaccurate.
Yeah, it's one of my big pet peeves, man.
But that's not even the I could care less. That's a different even tense to it.
Yeah, I can means if I wanted to, I could. I
but could too. It really is kind of synonymous there.
Yeah.
That was an error.
It's become a part of the language that's just misused.
Not to get you off on your soapboxes.
No, but I mean, it's not complicated. I could care less. Okay, could means that you could, if you decided to, care less.
Meaning that you do care to some extent.
It means that you care enough to potentially care less.
Yes.
If you say, I couldn't care less, it means even if I tried to care less than I'm currently caring, I couldn't because I don't care at all.
My care switch is all the way at the bottom.
My care level is at zero. I can't get beneath that because I could not care less. If you say I could care less, that means that your care is at least at the level one because you could potentially take it down to zero if we're so inclined.
Except for your weird underscore thing, you typically try to follow AP style. Do you use Oxford commas in personal use?
Used to, and I still do some, but I catch myself not using it. And I'm generally a fan of the Oxford comma. And I don't know why I'm a slave to AP, because no one at AP gives me any credit. You know what I mean? Screw them. I might start using an Oxford comma just for fun now, just to bother the Associated Press.
I have a negative feeling toward it, and I don't really know why.
The Oxford comma?
Yeah, I have no real reason. Like, I was asked. I'm asked repeatedly in conversation why my problem is, and I don't really have one.
You and Jeffrey and I could have like a 1 hour debate on the
Oxford Jeffrey
comma.
Loves him some Oxford
he
comma.
He is a very big proponent of the Oxford comma.
You could not get Jeffrey to follow AP style to save his life.
No. Because
he says the rules are stupid and they do not have clarity.
Yeah. Used to it, I would do my because I like my underscore thing. And
I don't understand. Just put dashes. Why do you use underscores?
I don't know.
No one else uses underscores.
Well, maybe that's me. Maybe it's my own little personal thing.
It's incorrect.
Well, I couldn't care less.
But why did you start using underscores? Because in columns in the mid-90s in newspapers, you didn't put underscores in.
Actually, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you've always had that error, that tick.
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 Yes.
Okay. I don't understand.
I don't know. just became my thing.
It's also more difficult, though. The other button's right there. You don't have to, like, hit the shift key or anything. It's just,
true.
Well, just pop it.
I've never been one that necessarily is just driven by nothing but efficiency. Sometimes style matters.
Clearly. I have nothing else, honestly. I don't know what we're talking about at this point. We'll talk basketball tomorrow a little bit. We'll dive into that a little bit. Hopefully we have some coordinator news. Frankly, it's just kind of one of those days, one of those weeks. There is recruiting up at rebelgrove.com. Go check that out for you subscribers. I think the 99 Cyber is still in effect, honestly.
It is. 99 Cyber is still in effect. I do want to remind you, the Westin Jackson is having its inaugural event, the Festival of Trees. It's a community-wide event. The Westin Jackson is partnered with Eventful, Visit Jackson, Friends of Children's Hospital, and many others to create a one-of-a-kind all-month-long holiday event. It's comprised of elaborately decorated Christmas trees lining the Westin Jackson halls, a holiday charity gala, sugar plum fairy teas, and brunch with Santa. It's an annual event that is sure to delight kids of all ages and warm the Christmas spirit in all who attend. Purchase your tickets today at JacksonFestivalOfTrees.com. I think women's basketball is, I think it's tonight.
Is it?
I'm pulling it up.
They have a home game?
For some reason, I think they play Savannah State tonight, but I'm looking real quick. I've got it. Paris sent me this week in Ole Miss Athletics. I've got it right here. Yeah, don't forget you can get your Ole Miss men's basketball team tickets. Single game tickets are now on sale for $20. Games include Auburn, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Kentucky. The Ole Miss women's team is back in town on Saturday. Not tonight. I'm glad I looked it up. Saturday, December the 8th, they host Savannah State. All of that can be purchased at OleMissTix.com. And as we mentioned, we'll be in Jackson next week. So will the Ole Miss basketball team. Kermit Davis and the Rebels are coming to see you in Jackson. The Rebels will take on Southeastern Louisiana in the Mississippi Coliseum Wednesday. December 12th, tickets start at just $5, and you can get your tickets at OleMissTix.com.
Oh, gosh. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll put forth a better effort. I'll be in a little better frame of mind, hopefully.
Don't promise that.
I'd be even worse.
There's a decent to middle chance that it's going to be even worse.
You think so? You think my mood's going to be worse in the morning?
I think it's certainly possible.
Really?
Yes.
I do have to go to a two-year-old Christmas program tomorrow morning, which usually that lightens your mood a little bit because they're kind of fun. Last year, she sort of stripped on stage. She pulled her shirt up, started kind of flashing everybody. So that was...
Could be a sign of things to come.
Yeah, had a buddy text me and go, well, at least there wasn't a pole involved. I was like, well, that's fair. So,
good point.
Nonetheless, we in there. We start with Jim Jones. We've run the gamut today. Congratulations, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this point.
No doubt.
For those, I should be giving away things by this point of the podcast for those faithful listeners.
If you come see us in Jackson, we'll even bring the koozies.
We will bring the koozies. I have a huge box. Yeah. We'll bring the box of koozies. So see you then. Talk to you tomorrow.